Wow. Wow, we've heard many, many renditions of Illinois, and your jazz perspective was just super. Thank you both. Thank you both for preparing that and presenting it. Okay, it's time to get into business. We remind everyone that I think we have like 22 items to go through today in our regular and roll call agenda. But before we do that, President Killeen, if you would, introduce the officers and observers that are here today.
Thank you, Chairman McMillan, and welcome everybody. At this time, I would like to introduce our treasurer, also already being mentioned, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., Washington, Pittman, and McKeever, and add my personal congratulations. Also, Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Bob Wilson from Urbana is with us. Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amiridis from Chicago. Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield. And other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre. Behind me, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walter Knorr. Vice President for Research, Larry Shook. University Counsel, to my left, Thomas Barrows. Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy. And of course, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and Secretary of the University, Susan Keyes. And we have representing the University's Senate's Conference, Professor Mina Rao, Department of Physiology and Biophysics in Chicago. We have representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Gay Miller, Department of Pathobiology, College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Senate Executive Committee. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Danilo Ericolo, you'll be hearing from him a little later on, Professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Taiwei Wan, who's Associate Professor of the Department of Management Information Systems. Representing the academic professional staff, Alam Al-Qadmeni, who is Director of Research Operations, Institute for Health Research and Policy, Chicago, and Vice Chair of the Academic Professional Advisory Committee, APAC, in Chicago. We have Professor Catherine Vincent, Department of Women, Child, and Family Health Sciences, and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. We have Professor Nick Bobulis, who's Chair of the University Senate Conference, and is also at the Urbana campus. I would also like to particularly introduce the participants in the President's Executive Leadership Program, which we fondly call PELP. And PELP was recommended by the board. It's a program of succession planning, and it's an initiative that began under President Bob Easter last year. The objective of the program is to broaden understanding and strengthen existing skill sets in leading and managing a land-grant university at the campus or university administration level. So our fellows, our PELP fellows, are with us, and they are the future leaders. They're already major leaders, but they're the future top-flight executive leaders of our campuses. And the fellows this year are sitting over there, and I see them as colleagues and friends because I've been personally heavily involved in the PELP program activities, and we have another round of them later today for the Chicago tour. So we have Bo Fun Hall, Dean of the College of Applied Health Sciences. We have Peter Nelson, who's the Dean of the College of Engineering at Chicago, Michael Redding, Executive Associate Chancellor, and Terry Weaver, who's Dean of the College of Nursing. From Springfield, we have Hanfu Mi, Dean of the College of Education and Human Services, Gerard L. Joseph, Associate Provost for Budget and Administrative Planning. And then from Urbana, we have Abbas Ben Mamoun, Vice Provost for Faculty Affairs and Academic Policies, Andreas Kangalaris, the Dean of the College of Engineering, Michael DiLorenzo, Associate Chancellor, Mina Pratt Clark, Associate Chancellor and Associate Provost for Diversity, and Barbara Wilson has been a PELP Fellow, and I think I can claim success for the succession planning process. Also a fellow of PELP and obviously our interim Chancellor at Urbana, Champaign. From the University Senate's conference, we have Kourous Momabedian, who is Professor of Transportation Engineering in the Department of Civil and Materials Engineering, Chicago, and once again, Gay Miller, double duty service here from the College of Veterinary Medicine, Urbana, and so I wanted to welcome them to our board meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate all of the PELP members being here. I've had one occasion to be with your group, and I just think it's great for the university, and hopefully it's a great experience for you also. Thank you very much. Tom Hardy, would you introduce any press that may be available?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Today, in the press table, we have Hannah Mizell of WILL, who is the Champagne News Gazette, Julie Cohn of the Chicago Tribune, and Hannah Carrera of WCIA TV.
Very good. Thank you, Tom. All right, before we get too deep into the agenda, I'd certainly like to welcome or have our gracious host, Michael Amarias, to welcome us to the campus and bring us up to date. Michael?